It's Friday, February 6th, 2015. This is episode number 2 of the 5-Tool Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Aaron Troll. Thanks for joining me. Let's talk about first baseman. First base is one of the most important positions in fantasy baseball. It includes some of the game's biggest bats. If you aren't getting top-end power production from the first base spot in your lineup, you're putting yourself at a severe disadvantage. Here's my list of the top 10 first basemen for this year, as well as my 2 cents on some other guys that may be on your radar. We'll start from the top at number 1. I had a heck of a time picking between Paul Goldschmidt, Jose Abreu, and Miguel Cabrera for this spot, but in the end, I decided to play it safe and go with the guy who's been one of, if not the best fantasy players in baseball over the past decade, Miguel Cabrera. Cabrera was a disappointment last year. He only hit .313 with 25 home runs and 109 RBIs, along with 101 runs scored. Those numbers aren't quite on par with what we've come to expect from Cabrera, but they're certainly nothing to shake a stick at. And to be fair, he was battling a bum ankle. He got the ankle problem cleaned up in October and should be ready to go for opening day. While his health may be a bit of a concern, he's never played less than 148 games in his career, and he put up those numbers last year playing hurt. I expect to bounce back. Number 2 on my list is Paul Goldschmidt. Last year, Goldschmidt was once again putting up MVP-level numbers before a broken hand cost him the final 2 months of his season. He's all healed up now, and Goldschmidt's ready to prove he's one of the top 5 players in fantasy baseball. He should be right back up there amongst the leaders in batting average, home runs, and RBIs. And although his value is hurt ever so slightly by his horrible Diamondbacks lineup, one huge added bonus is stolen bases. Goldschmidt can be expected to get 15 to 20 if he stays healthy, which is very rare for a first baseman. Number 3, Jose Abreu. When last year's American League Rookie of the Year came over from Cuba, we knew we were getting a big bopper, but I think what surprised a lot of people was Abreu's polished approach at the plate. He led the majors in slugging percentage last year. It didn't take Abreu long to prove that he's one of baseball's premier run producers. Don't be afraid to take him in the first round of your draft. My number 4 first baseman for this year is Prince Fielder. Last year was an absolute disaster for Fielder and anyone who was unlucky enough to have drafted him for their fantasy team. A bulging disc in his neck caused Fielder to struggle over the first few weeks of the season, eventually knocking him out of the lineup completely. Fielder recently declared himself 100% ready to go for this year. A slow start to the season is possible, having missed so much time, but eventually I expect Fielder to get right back to where he was before the injury, one of the most consistent power producers in fantasy. An excellent buy-low option. Number 5, Anthony Rizzo. He's only 25 years old and has steadily improved over his short career so far. Another jump in production this year would put Rizzo right up there in the upper echelon of fantasy stars. In addition to good batting average and power numbers, Rizzo's also going to steal you a few bases. Hitting in the heart of what should be an improved Cubs lineup makes Rizzo an intriguing pick with a ton of upside. 6. Edwin Encarnacion. Encarnacion is one of the best power hitters in baseball, but his streakiness can be frustrating at times. I expect him to once again be among the league leaders in home runs and RBIs, but his tendency to get him in bunches makes him a better option for rotisserie leagues than head-to-head ones. Number 7, Adrian Gonzalez. Gonzalez is getting up there in age, but he's quietly been one of the best hitters in baseball for a while now. He's a pretty safe pick and should be right up there with the league leaders in RBI, hitting in the middle of that stacked Dodgers lineup. Number 8 on my list is Freddie Freeman. Freeman played in all 162 games for the Braves last year, but he was a bit of a disappointment for fantasy owners who were expecting a star after a great 2013 season. He only hit .288 with 18 home runs. Freeman is only 25 years old, but he shows a veteran's approach at the plate. I expect an improvement on last year's batting average and home run totals, but the RBI opportunities may be few and far between with a depleted Braves lineup. Number 9, Albert Pujols. After an injury-riddled 2013, some folks were ready to bury the future Hall of Famer, and while his days as a top 5 fantasy producer are over, he's still a very effective player. Last season, he played in 159 games for the Angels and posted a .272 batting average with 28 home runs and 105 RBIs, numbers worthy of a starting fantasy first baseman. He is 35 years old, and his bat's slowing down, so a continued decline in batting average can be expected, but he's still one of the best hitters of all time, and should continue to drive in a bunch of runs in the middle of that LA lineup. The last guy on my list of the top 10 first basemen is one of the toughest players to project for this season. It's Orioles first baseman Chris Davis. 2 years ago, Davis looked like he had it all figured out, posting some of the most impressive power numbers we've seen in fantasy for a while. But last season, he was pretty brutal, striking out in one-third of his at-bats, hitting below the Mendoza line, and receiving a 25-game suspension for using Adderall. I'd say it's pretty safe to expect something in between his 2013 and 2014 production, and even though he's a risk to hurt your team in batting average, his power is just too much to pass up. Davis has some pretty good upside. A guy who falls just outside my top 10 is Joey Votto. His best asset as a player is his plate discipline, and while a high on-base percentage is nice, it doesn't help you too much from a fantasy standpoint. Last season was ruined by injury, but even if he bounces back, I don't trust him to rack up too many home runs or RBIs. Take him if he falls in your draft, but don't expect too much aside from a high batting average from Votto. Justin Morneau had a somewhat surprising bounce back season last year, but he probably won't be able to repeat his NL-leading .319 batting average. Still, he figures to be a productive player worthy of a spot in your fantasy lineup, if the price is right. Victor Martinez is a guy that would have made this list, but just last week he suffered a torn meniscus and is scheduled to undergo surgery on Tuesday. There's currently no timetable for his return, but he's almost certain to miss a significant chunk of time. My sleepers for first base are both guys that I thought would break out last year. The first is Matt Adams. He had a very slow start to the season, but he did hit pretty well after the All-Star break. Maybe this will be the year he finally puts it all together. The second is Eric Hosmer. Hosmer has been mostly a letdown for anyone who's invested in him for fantasy purposes thus far in his career, but he did get really hot at the end of last season. I think this will finally be the year the 25-year-old takes the next step and becomes a reliable fantasy producer. That's it for today. So, in conclusion, it's extremely important that you draft a first baseman that will produce big numbers in the power categories. There are three of them worthy of a first-round pick: Cabrera, Goldschmidt, and Abreu. But if you miss out on those guys, don't worry, there are still plenty of other opportunities for quality production at the position. Personally, I like the potential of a triumphant return for Prince Fielder. Thank you for listening to the 5-Tool Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Next Friday, we'll talk about second baseman, so be sure to tune in for that. I'm Aaron Troll. Goodbye, and have a great week.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.